Monday, September 11th. President had me in first thing this morning before a full morning schedule, mainly concerned about the Watergate. Wanted to know what the grand jury schedule was, what our thorough game plan is, our PR plan on how to handle the whole thing, the need to take the offensive, develop a line, and so forth. He also wanted to get Ehrlichman off his tail on the O'Brien matter. He feels John's too busy to look into it and is having one of his minions handle it. Therefore, it's not getting done. And he thinks it's extremely important. In the political meeting, we got into the Watergate thing in considerable detail and had John Dean in. It appears that the leak the Democrats are building their case on now is Baldwin, the former FBI agent hired by McCord to handle Martha Mitchell, and then who was the guy monitoring the bugs at Howard Johnson's. Feeling is that he's been immunized by the prosecutors, and that he, because he has a Democratic lawyer and leans that way anyway, that he's spilled the beans to them. We expect to get the indictments on Friday. The government case will go to court, be assigned in a week or two, and if it's expedited, it'll still take long enough to file motions and so forth that it's very unlikely it would be tried before the election. We discussed the possibility of attacking McGovern regarding the spy he says he has in 1701, and McGregor took that on this afternoon. So we have moved onto the offensive on some of it. We came up with the idea of following McGovern's suggestion and appointing a Warren Commission with Lee Rankin and possibly Abe Fortas and Tom Clark as an independent commission to check whether the investigation was sufficiently thorough and so forth. And we may go ahead with that idea, which Colson and I discussed with the president later this afternoon. President has a virus apparently today and was doing a lot of coughing and eating a lot of chloroquine and feeling somewhat sorry for himself. This afternoon he had me in to run through a lot of odds and ends for a couple hours on scheduling White House functions. Says Pat Nixon's now agreed on Filipinos versus blacks and that we can probably move to have Ron Jackson take over management of the House after the election and shift away from all black waiters. He got into some minor strategy items on when Agnew should start onto the attack and how we handle the net worth statements, Julie's scheduling, and plans for the vice president when he gets on the road. Then he called me at home tonight to say that he was looking over the girls' schedules and feels that we're not handling it right. They're wasting their time doing service clubs and universities and wanted me to look into changing that. He made a call today to Chris Schenkel of ABC at the Olympics. Told him what a great job they were doing covering the games, especially emphasizing the patriotism and playing up the positive points in that area. Schenkel told him at the end of the conversation that he had recorded it and asked if he could play it on the air, and the president told him he could, so that's going to be on the TV probably tonight. This worried Ziegler some because he did criticize the refereeing and hit the U.S. Olympic Committee for trying to defend the guys that didn't stand at attention during the Star Spangled Banner and then were kicked out by the International Olympic Committee. But the president told Ron to have him delete the officiating comments, but to leave in the national anthem reaction. End of September 11th.